Vayihu Chayesora, Meir Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Shnei Chayesora. So, Rashi tells us over here, why does it say Meir Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, by each one it says Shana. Dr. Rashi, Bas Kufka Bas Chof L'Cheit, when she was 100, she was like a 20-year-old L'Gabi Chet. Bas Chof K'Bas Zayin L'Yoifi. When she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old L'Gabi Yoifi. So you have to understand, even though Yoifi is a Maila for an Isha, but is it Mistavar that the Torah would pray Sori Imenu and Avia with Yoifi Haguf? So granted, the Vilna Gaon, you do it from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, Sheker Hachem Ve'evel HaYoifi. Over Isha, Yiras Hashem, then he, Tishalol, then the Yoifi is also praiseworthy. Because part of a big package, which is used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rosh Hashanah, yes, it is praiseworthy by a woman, which is Yirei Hashem. But HaGaon HaTzadik of Zadel Epstein says a different shot over here. He says, Yoifi is a Matonim and a Shemayim. But it has in it a tremendous sakana because it could cause tremendous gaiva by a person. It also could be used for the wrong things. Famous Gemara in Masechtas Nedarim that the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Shmuel never ate from the asham of a Nazir Tameh, except for one time somebody came to him, Nazir Echad came to him in Adarim, and he asked him, what did you see to make Naziris? He said, I was a Raya by my father, and I went down to get water, and I looked into my reflection, and Pachas Alay Yitzri, my Yitzhahara, got the better of me. And I said, Russia, Lama Atam is Goba Ilum Shayna Shalcha. So different Mepharshim say different Pshatim on what that Russia was, but Pashtim Shadi made him about Gaivin. He kept his look, you're good looking, you're beautiful. So Yoifi could be a problem of Gaivin. So that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. A Yalda Ketana, a small girl that's 7 years old, is not usually mezgoya with her looks. She plays in the sand, she gets herself dirty, she's not so interested in how she looks. As she gets older and develops, so she cares more and more about Yoifi until by 20 already she reaches the peak of caring of how she looks. So that's what Chazal are telling us over here, that Bas Chof, when she reached the peak of caring with normal women, care about how they look, she was like a Bas Zayin that didn't really care about it. She wasn't Mizgoya B'Yayfya, and to her it wasn't an issue. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. It's funny, there's a Maisa Shahoya. One of the daughters of the Chassam Sofer was very beautiful. And she came into the house when she was crying. So her father asked her, what are you crying about? So she said that she noticed that there was a Bacher that was looking at her, you know, so she says, I don't want my beauty to be machshelni. So a short while later, she got very sick. And when she recovered, she lost her entire beauty. Now, the Chassam Sofer, I used to say the Chassam Sofer was mispalel for her because that was her rutzen. She lost her entire beauty. What good is beauty if it's going to be machshel people? So sorry, man, it was machshel, but like a bazain is machshel, Yoifi. But the etzim zach, she wasn't machshel. Vayokam Avram al pnei meisei. Avraham Avinu got up from the face of his dead. So the Medrash says, Melamed Shohoyoroya Malachamov is Masris Negdoi. He saw the Malachamov is scoffing at him. And the Matnus Kahun over there explains, what did he say? Ah, you see? I told you not to do the Akedah. You know, you insisted to do the Akedah. Look what happened. Sora died because of the Akedah. But the Malachamov was like, shaking him. You see? This is all because of the Akedah. So I'm going to David Pavarsky, that's all. Shivan Panovich, he says, from here you see the chutzpah of the Yetzirah. He doesn't let a person, for 1 second, he doesn't rest. Because before the Aveira, before the Akedah, the Sultan tried, did everything possible to stop him. He tried convincing him, what are you going to, Shech Yitzchak, what are the people going to say, what's going to happen? And Avraham Avinu said, Afal Pi Kein. It reached a point that the Sultan turned himself into a big river, and Avraham Avinu had to be mispalel Hashieni ki boi mayim ad nafesh. So the Sultan did everything possible to stop Avraham from doing it, and he did it anyway. He sees he wasn't masliach in stopping him, so then he starts working afterwards. V'hoser Sultan milfaneinu me'achareinu. Milfaneinu means before we do the mitzvah, So he tries to stop us from doing it. Me'acharenu. He tries to get us to have charota for the mitzvah. So you shtechin Avram, look what you were geyre. I told you not to do the akeid, and you did it. So now sorry was niftah. Versteitzer. It's not true. It's whatever you do. Yankiv said the pshat. Why does it say shnei chayei sora? The years of the life of Sora, to tell us that that was the amount the issue was supposed to have. A person should not make the mistake and think that the Akeda was the Goyrim of her Misa. The Sutton looked at this as an opportunity of using her Misa that to make people think that the Akeda was not a good thing. But the Torah is made Shnei Chayei Sora. This was supposed to be the amount of years anyway. It had nothing to do with the Akeda. But this is the way the Sutton works. In a different vein, doima to this, there's a tzaddik, Revolf Strickiver. See, this Rebbe, but Strickiver has ties with Brisk. The Gnainical of the Strickiver, he was very, very close Talmud, the Strickiver Rebbe. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. Anyway, so he set up shot like this. Rashi says, Loma Nismacha, Parsis, Mises Sorla Parsis Arkeda, because the Sultan came to her and he told Sora that Kemach Shalai Nishchad Parcha Nishmasa. So he says a little bit different over here. He says like this. He says, the Nisayin of the Akeda was the greatest of all Aser Asar Nisayinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ato Yodati Kirei L'Kemata. So, and also the Malach gave him a bracha, Ki Baruch HaVarechacha, V'har V'har V'zaracha. So it was the greatest of Nisayinus. So then it would be Mistabra L'Chayr Das Noite, that after he passed the final test, it's only going to be good from here on in. Lamaisi comes back and he hears sorry, man, who's niftarik. What a terrible clap. Afal Pikain, Avraham Avinu did not question. He didn't have any timers on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's makabel everything bi'ahava. About this, the Torah says, Vayokam Avraham Alpnei Mesa. Avraham Avinu had an aliyah. If it's shaykh to have an aliyah, if it's shaykh to reach a higher madrega than he was already on, right? After the Akedah, you would think he was on the highest madrega. Vayokam Avraham Alpnei Mesa. Even after the Akedah, there was another, it's not considered one of the Asar and the Siyonis, but he came back, and what did he chai? He chai Tzorni Menu's Nifter. Vayokam Avraham Alpnei Mesa. He had an aliyah from this. He went even to a higher madrega. That's why Mises Soros Nismach to the Akeda. There's also Nishmeinen that, you know, everything was peaches and cream after the Akeda. HaKadosh Baruch was still tested. HaKadosh Baruch who wanted Avraham Avinu to reach the highest madrega, Shaya. Yaakov Avinu says, Bikish Yaakov, relation of Shalva. He already thought that already he gives man, I should have Shalva. Over here, one would think that Avraham Avinu should be Zoichet to the Shalva, because man, a person is alive, he gets in this Yainus. Whatever you do a ma'isa with the Chofetz Chaim. He was away working on the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. He came back and he found out that his Einikel was nifta. It's a terrible klap to the Mishpacha. So one would think, you know, that it would discourage the Chofetz Chaim. You know, here he is working on the Mishnah Berurah. He comes back to such news. So but Rabbi, he said he gave a klap. He says, Sotan, Sotan. If you think you're going to be matzliach with me, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be matzliach. You're not going to stop me from doing what I have to do. You're not going to stop me in my avodah. Vayokam Avram, vayishtachul am ha'aretz levnei ches. Avram got up and he bowed down to am ha'aretz levnei ches. Vayidabri itam leimar, im yesh es navshechem, likvar es meisim lufanoi. If you take agree, I should bury my dead. Shemuni upiguli b'Efrem ben Seicha. So the question is, for what purpose did he speak to the Bnei Ches l'chitchel? The son that belonged to Ephraim. So what was the purpose of going to the Bnei Ches first? So there's different pshatim that are said over here. The Yeshayimrim was in Yevderech Eretz. He don't want to go directly to Ephraim because he don't want to pressure him. If Ephraim has to face Avraham Avinu face to face, it's much harder for him to say no, especially the seal kamat of Seichenu. So if Avraham Avinu didn't want to pressure him, especially since it could also be a shail of chamas, of forcing somebody to sell something when you don't really want to, when he doesn't really want to, might run into such a shail. So Avraham Avinu sent shluchim this way, he doesn't have to face Avraham directly, and he's not under such pressure. The Rechaim HaKadosh says a different shail. Rechaim has a whole mahalach over here, what Avraham Avinu wanted to watch out for. But with this particular thing with the B'nai Ches, Rechaim HaKadosh was afraid. Rechaim HaKadosh says that Avraham Avinu was afraid that even if Ephraim is maskim to sell him the karka, but the B'nai Ches have a din of a bar mitzvah. Now, halacha is, if let's say somebody has property next to the property that's being sold, they can say, we get first claims. So Avraham Avinu was afraid that even if Ephron is Yemask, and later on they're going to come with the taina that we are bar mitzvah and we want to get it first. See, he made them shluchim to take care of this mechira. The halacha is, if somebody is a broker in a deal for a karka, he cannot come later on and claim bar mitzvah, because if you took part in this deal, vaystos you were mevater on your din bar mitzvah. So this was the plan of Avraham when he went to the B'nai Ches. But the Brisker Rav says he had a third shot. And the Brisker Rav points out that the emesis later on in the Pasuk, it says, Hasodeh kana Avraham eis B'nai Ches. He bought the field from the B'nai Ches. What do you mean? Here it says that he bought it from Ephron, and he gave the money to Ephron. So what shot he bought it from the B'nai Ches? So Dr. Brisker Rav, that there were two inyanim over here. Number one, the field belonged to Ephron. And maybe he bought it from Ephraim. But there's another halacha, which we find today, that a government, if it sees it necessary, it could take away a property, it could take away a whole estate, if it needs it for purposes of the city. It's called eminent domain here in America. They could take away anything they want if they find that it's a necessity. So Avraham Avinu was afraid that even after he buys it from Ephraim, but the people of the city that are governing the township, they could tie it later on. We want to build a road over here. We want to, as a shliach today, they build shopping centers on Batei Kfaris, Rachmana Litzlan. So it's a big issue. And Avraham Avinu did not want to have that problem. So first he bought from Ephraim, and he also paid off the B'nai Ches that they should not claim eminent domain. Dozog the Brisker Rav. He's more mairach on this with the psukim, but Bikr, this is what he says. Vayomer Avraham al Avdoi, Zekan Beisoi, Hamoishel B'chol Asher Loi. His servant, the elder statesman of his house, that ruled over everything. Simno Yod Chetachas Yirechi. Torah usually does not give titles, so many titles to a person. Reino, Arav, Agoyin, Atzadik, Rav, Shekhov, Bnei, Agoyle. You know, Avdoi, Zekan Beisoi, Hamoishel B'chol Asher Loi. What's the pshat? And second of all, L'chaira, it looks like the shvua was not in place. If he's Taki's trusted Eved, Zekan Beisa, the elder statesman of his house, Hamoishel B'chol Ashalai, he trusted him with all the keys to the entire estate. And not only that, the Gemara says, not stop, Zekan Beisa, he was a Zokin, the Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Eliezer Zokin, the Yoshev B'Yeshiva. Second, Moshel B'chol Ashaloi, he ruled over everything that he had. So, which means even his Torah. He was the ruler over his Torah. He's Doilu Mashkimi Torah's Rabbi L'Acheru. So, Chayri, he trusted with everything. And you trust him, and the Torah he gives over, he's Mamashim L'Gdaili Adar. So, why in the world are you making him make a shul? So, Rabbi Demilla says, over B'Shem his Rebbe, I'm going to Rabbi Isaac Sherz, that's how Shiva Slobotki says the following. Eliezer was Taka Rosh Yeshiva, and his daughter grew up in the Sviva of Avram and Sarah. And he felt that she was Taka Roy to be the wife of Yitzchak. Now, why not? Can you get a better girl than her? Well, we're going to get a better girl. She's the Talmida of Avram and Sarah. She's the daughter of Eliezer, that's the Rosh Yeshiva. We can get a better girl than that. You know, I mean, I'll like you to go to love on then, and then to Suel, they're going to get a better Shidduch. You know, so he made this cheshbon, and he decided, you know, eventually or somehow or other, he can't bring it up out in the open, but maybe he'll hint it or whatever. Even before he said, Ulaylai Seiva, Isha Avraham Avinu sensed that Eliezer had this on his mind. Avraham Avinu wanted to shit him a remez, that if you have this on your mind, vaystos you don't dare what being an orer is. Why says you don't dare? What is the meaning of an aura? What does that mean? Rabbi Gamilla says, aura means the person cannot have freedom. He has to be an Eved. Freedom is a schus given to people that are under control. Kenan, Chum, showed with his actions he's out of control. And when a person's out of control, the only way that he could exist with other people in this world is if he's an evet to other people. Zehu, he's under control. So Avraham Avinu was being meramish to him. You could be a Rosh Yeshiva, you could be a Moshe L'chol HaSheli, you could do everything, you'd be mamish from the Gdoli Adar. Oh, but L'maisa, inside, you still have a bit of Kanan in you, you still have Chum in you. And Memela Ato Oru Rebni Baruch, for that he made him make a shvua, and that would be the hint. I have to make him make a shvua because I can't trust you. Now, on the outside, it looks gevaldik, right? I'm sure from the Gdoli Adar. Over. You have to be worried about the forces within. And for that, I have to make you make a shul. With that, he was meramis to him. This thing's not going to work. Eliezer could be still didn't chab. So he said, Ulai lo yseiva ho yisha lo lechaz. And then he told him, Befeirish. Ata orr of mi baruch, vein orr mizdavik be baruch. But he already wanted to be meramis to him. And this is why the Torah says, Avdai zekandesai ha-moshu b'chol ha-shaloi. Because of all of that, that's what made Eliezer think, listen, I'm Rosh Yeshiva. So Chai will be a good shidduch for that. That's gufa why Avraham Avinu had to say, Vashbiacha, mital azachin, I still can't trust you because you have in yourself Kenan. Vashbiacha v'shem elokei ha-shamayim v'lokei ha-oretz, asher lo yisikach isha levni b'mnois ha-kenani, asher onoichi yoishim b'kirbay. Why do we need this whole arichus over here? Asher l'sikach yishu l'bni l'mnois ha-knani asher ani yoishu b'kirbay. Like, what is that adding over here? Don't take a daughter from the Kanani. What's asher ani yoishu b'kirbay? Say, sort of Shimon Schwab's, that has a very nice shot. Because maybe Eliezer will think that there are Kananim over here that attack a Reilakan. Right. There were good Kananim. There were people that were Kananim that were good. There's shame. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, he was, you know, the Ramban says that he was, you know, he was the Rav over Kananim, and people, you know, they came around him to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were good Kananim. So the Chayr and the Sfiv of Avraham Avinu, there were good Kananim. For that, Avraham Avinu told him, Asher Ani Yoshe B'Kirbay, Kozman, I'm here. They're under that Sfiv, they're talking good. But who knows what's going to happen after I live? They don't have the power to regenerate themselves after I am gone. Matter of fact, I believe it's the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that says, ask the Shaila, whatever happened to the Nefesh Asha Osu Bechara. So Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, when you throw an arrow up into the air, eventually it's going to come back down again. It says, the Koyach of Nefesh Asha Osu Bechara was Kozman Avraham Avinu was with them. It says, Kozman, his Koyach was with them, they remained high. But eventually, when that koyach stopped, they eventually fell back down to the ground. The only ones that have that koyach being mechazik within, that's B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. They have that koyach of regeneration, of revitalizing themselves. So that's what he said, Asher Anochi Yoshev B'Kirbay. It's only because I'm living amongst them right now, but if it wouldn't be for that, then they would not have that koyach. B'meila, I don't want someone like that. I don't want to make a shidduch with someone like that. Thus is thus. Where are we up to over here? Okay. Next. Vo'oimar al Adoni. Eliezer is telling over the conversation that he had with Avram. Ulai lo yseilech ha'isha acharai. Maybe the woman is not going to want to go after me. So Krashi a likesiv. It says a like. Without a vav. Vas ho'isa lo Eliezer. Eliezer had a daughter. He was looking for a way that Avraham Avinu will turn to him and make this shidduch. So when he said, well, he was meramis to Eli. Those are drashis. Now, a lot of people ask the question, why is the Torah meramis to this over here when he's repeating it to Lavan and Besuel? He said Elechatchila to Avram the first time. Right? Why is the Torah not Meramis to it over there? Over there, Taka says it with above. So let the Torah be Meramis to it over there. Why is it Meramis with Afka over here? As a matter of fact, the Medrash Rabbah says like this, Vayomer lo ve'eved hado d'chsiv knan v'yodoy moizne mirma. Canaan, the merchant, has in his hands Moizne Mirma, Kalim, scales to cheat people. Lashik Ohet. He likes to, he enjoys cheating people. Over the Medrash Dar says it differently. Canaan's Eliezer. Canaan is referring to Eliezer. Biyodai Moizne Mirma, Shahoya Yoshiv, Umash, and he was weighing his daughter that she is right. Is she right or is she not right? Lashay Kohev, to cheat Ahuve Shalom Ze Yitzchak. To cheat Yitzchak. Omar, and he said, Ulai Lo Yseva Ha'isha, maybe she's not going to want to come. So the Medrash says it on the first one. But the Remez in the Torah is on the second one. What's the pshat? So the Magid, Kedarki says a Gevaldik pshat. He was a marshal. He says, there was a mice with a fellow that was a businessman. He used to order merchandise from a supplier far away. And he used to send his shliach to order the merchandise on credit. And the shliach would bring back the merchandise. Then when he went back the next month for more merchandise, he would pay the bill for the previous merchandise. And this would happen month after month after month. One day, the businessman got greedy, and he tells his shliach, you should go now and order a belt of merchandise on credit. And I'm planning to skip town. I don't plan on paying it. You know, but order more, much more than usual. Shliach didn't like this idea. It's not right. How do you do something like that? So Shliach told him. He tried getting him, to change his mind. So he says, who says he's going to give you on credit so much? He said, why shouldn't he give me on credit? There's no reason why. I'm a good customer. So the Shliach saw that the guy is set in his ways. So he decided he'll do something else. He goes to the supplier, and he orders this thing, and he says, and I told my mishaleach, I told him that you might not want to give so much on credit. So the guy starts thinking to himself, why in the world wouldn't I want to give so much on credit? Maybe there's a trick over here. Maybe the guy is thinking of skipping down. So he says, okay, forget it. The deal's not a deal. I'm not going to give this time. That was what Eliezer was thinking. Eliezer, look at Chilu, told Avram, he doesn't like the shlichas. He would rather be with his daughter. So he said, Ulai lo yisoyva ho yisho lo lechaz acharai. Avram Avinu said, Ator, it's not a shirach. See, Eliezer goes, he thinks, how can I stop this shirach? Right? See, he repeats this conversation to Lavan and Besuel. I thought, man, I said to my master, what happens if she doesn't want? As Kavana was, they'll think, why in the world shouldn't she want? Such a Shidduch Avram with all of his riches, without things, with yichus, why in the world shouldn't she want? Right? Because there's no other reason. Why in the world did Eliezer repeat this? What was the purpose of him saying this over to Lavan and Besuel? Memela to Avram, he had a reason he wanted to be Mevatel. But why did he repeat it? Terence says, he saw he wasn't a Matzliach, he figured it'll be Mevatel by telling it over to them. So the Medrash is telling us that Lechadchila's Kavanah was, for himself. But what's Taka the Raya? The Raya is from the fact that he repeated it the second time. And that's why the Torah says a lie the second time. From that second, what do we have to repeat it for? From the fact that he repeated it, from them is Mukhuch, that his whole plan over here was to ruin the Shidduch. Knan biyodei moizne mirma. It's a Gevaldik pshat from the Dubna Magid. Pasuk says, Vayter, Vayosef Avram, Avram added, Vayikach Isha Ushma Ketura. So Rashi says, Ketura zu Hagar. Ketura is Hagar. But the Yalkut Shemaini and Eoi brings down a Medrash. Avram Avinu married three women. Sarah was the daughter of Shem. I mean, she stammed from Shem. He married Sarah. Ketura was the daughter of Yefes, and Hagar, she was from Mitzrayim, she stammed from Cham. So the Sifsei Kain al Hatayra, he says, what was the Kavanah of Avram Avinu? He wanted to marry every single one of the branches of families that came out from the table. All of the sons of Noach that were left after the Mabul, al yidei them, the Olam was Niskayim, because he wanted to show that the children of Avram are the Iker. And every single one of those branches, they married into Avram. And the whole reason why the Mabul came about and saved Noach is only B'schus Avram. V'harai Avraham Avinu intermarried with every single one of those mishpachas. Sarah was the Bita Shel Shem, she's not from Shem, he made her the Iker. And the word Sarah means she is the master, from the Lashon of Sar, she is the master, the mistress over the world. Keturah, that comes from Yefes, it says equal Isha. He took her with Isha as a wife. Isha means Ishas. But by Hagar, the daughter, the descendant of Ham, the name Ishas doesn't come to Chalal. It doesn't appear at all, because Hagar is not from Ham, which is interesting, because Hagar was a tzaddikus. The Yafal P came, it doesn't say over there, B'chlal, the Indian of Ishas. An added kavana that Avraham Avinu had by marrying all three B'nai Noach is because the Umas Ha'olam all came from these three branches. Avraham Avinu saw Baruch HaKadosh that Klal Yisrael is going to fall into Golos amongst these Umas Ha'olam. So therefore, he wanted there to be some sort of a yichus, a yachas rather, to Klal Yisrael, so they're going to be easy with him in the Golos. And finally, another reason why Avraham Avinu wanted to intermarry is because Avraham Avinu wanted to spread the name of Hashem. That was a zikr tachlis in the Bria. So if he spreads, if he's Meshadach himself, with all three branches that were Makayim the Bria, the name of Hashem is going to be spread, and the teachings of Avraham are going to be spread throughout the entire land. Adlik and Shabbos. The second part of